here at Heavy Metal Heatwave
Secret Lair.
Secret Lair. My name is Stephen Peters. And to my left is
Mike Borden. Just Mike Borden. To my left is
Jeremy DeBottis. To my left, you will find
Jeffrey White. And then back to my left
is... Oh, I have to say, I am Stephen this time. Peters.
How many of you are there, Steve?
So, we're going to start a monologue and then do scenes.
Drinks remind me of when I was hanging out in college. My friends were home from college for a break, and we had my buddy's mom had this old beer fridge, and I think like one of us was maybe old enough to buy beer or something like that, or it was like a winter break, so we had like a 30 pack or two 30 packs of Budweiser or something. And we were drinking and we weren't getting like super hammered, but there was a group of us that were making our way through pretty well. And, so this is like 2003, 2004, something like that. And like we go through, like we're killing them, and we start to run low on beer. And all of a sudden, like I reach out in the back, and there's like one Budweiser left. We've been drinking Budweiser. There's one left in the back. I'm like, oh, the last one's mine. So I go grab it and I go to open it. And this is the time like they had made all the cans were like the wide mouth. Like everything's a wide mouth. The soda, the beer, everything. And this one had like a super skinny tab. And I was like, what? I was like, that's weird. Like in my brain, I was like, one must have slipped in the 30 pack or something like that.
I think I know where this is going.
So I popped it and I went to just like chug it. And I was like, oh my God, what the hell? It tasted so gross. And I looked at it and I looked at the date on it. And it turns out it was like a beer from like the 90s that had just been in the back of the beer fridge for so long and nobody drank it. And it had like separated out into different layers. Like when you looked in the can, it was like not...
Sediment?
There was sediment even in a bottle. We drink like good beers that get sediment on the bottom sometimes.
It's like
too,
the layers of a bog.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. I was like, gross. I put this beer time capsule in my body. Okay. It was just so old, I couldn't believe that we had like stumbled upon it.
There you go. Yeah, that's good. They call it a electric slide.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, you're amazing at it.
I'm just kinda, winging it.
Following my lead.
Right? Based on your lead, but
two,
yeah.
Two, three, four, one, two. Yeah, this used to be so popular. You know how much like fat ass I got from this?
Yeah.
It's like,
well, how much could you put a number on it for me?
You can't put a number on it.
It's impossible.
It's impossible. It was probably about 400.
400 pounds.
Okay,
of fat
that's
ass?
Hyperbole, but it was a lot. It was a lot. I don't know. I just tell you,
Do you think I can use this to...
Chris, you're gonna... Chris.
Why?
You're gonna do well. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah?
You're gonna do extremely well. Just like...
High school dance, so I hope I do well.
Just like Uncle Rad.
You gotta stop referring to yourself in the...
Please, look at those guys doing that dance together. They are so good at it.
That's like a kind of funky, groovy throwback dance. I'm kind of digging that.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, it's not really to the rhythm of the song.
Not at all. But the one, he kind of looks like Big Bird if he wasn't a bird. He was just big. He's got those spindly legs. I kind of like it.
Oh man, I'm getting super sweaty.
Are you getting dizzy?
Yeah, my legs are kind of tightening up on me.
It's part of the show. Yeah. You kind of add a little bit of a more oomph or a little bit more swing or a spin.
Did you just say that spin?
Oh my
God. Did
you
just see that spin?
That looked freestyle.
It was so tight. I think he went off book. Yeah. You should go ask him to dance.
I can't dance with that.
Shh. Girl.
He'll bury me.
Just give it a... I'm going to say you're going to go home and you're going to regret not dancing with
him. Oh, my God.
Ungrad, I think I need to take a few minutes, man.
A break. There's ladies here.
I know, but we've been practicing for hours.
One's coming over to you right now. Show him the men in black.
I show him myself. What? Can I just talk to him? Show her who I am?
Hi there.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, what's going on?
I saw you doing your dances.
Yeah.
It was really amazing.
Yeah, it's like old school meets like now, modernly.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I love the old school meets the modern-y.
Yeah.
I don't know that much about either one.
Oh, it's like a little like span through history, you know? Just like something my family passed down through generations.
Chris, you're still talking, Chris. Break out the song.
Okay, all right. Well, do you wanna dance with me?
Of course I wanna dance with you. I mean, I'll try. I don't know how I'll do compared to you. I saw that spin and I was just like...
Oh, yeah, it's very dangerous.
And I've figure skated since I was 4.
Oh.
But I haven't gotten the spin yet.
Before we do start dancing, could you tell me if you, like... Or seeing anybody right now?
Come on, Chris, you're blowing it. You're making a fool of yourself. Why don't you just start dancing? Even if she has a girlfriend, it doesn't matter because you'll be winning her over.
I think he wants me to be his girlfriend.
She left. She went back to
her friend. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I was just about to get her to tell me if she had a boyfriend. Chris. That's like step 2 would be we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
What do I tell him?
Okay. Well,
I'm just going to go to the bathroom.
Jake's back at college. Jake's back at college this weekend, so he won't even know if you dance with somebody else at the high school dance, okay? I just say go for it. And anyway, Jake doesn't move like that. Jake's kind of a square. He's studying accounting.
I know. Okay, you're right. I'll say I'm single.
Say you're available.
Okay.
That way you're not lying, because tonight you are available, girl.
Okay.
Uncle, we want some punch. I know you're not supposed to leave your chaperone post. You look thirsty.
Wait a minute.
What?
Look who's showing face.
What, she's probably coming to tell me to buzz
off. I'm available.
You're available? That's just a little beat coming at us.
Oh my gosh, that's so great.
We are the men in black.
Pardon my sway, I just can't help myself when the song comes on.
Oh my gosh, this is so natural.
Yeah.
I'm swinging rhythm with you.
You're doing a good job.
I've never done this with anybody before.
Yeah, you gotta mind put on sunglasses, though. You're not mind putting on sunglasses.
Oh, let me mind put on sunglasses.
Okay.
Did I do that right?
Oh, wow. That's very good. Looks like you're available for that move.
Well, absolutely.
So, you my girlfriend now?
He just asked me if I'm his girlfriend now.
Oh, Uncle Rad, she left again.
Oh, no. Oh, that's it. I'm hitting the boombox.
Why are you doing it?
Been a long time going for a long dough and getting on doing them, cutting on Joe and
something. Wait, can we just turn that off? It's not helping.
All right.
What was he just doing right there? It Cotton Eye Joe came on and he didn't move a muscle.
I don't even know
he
that
was
one
so
yet.
Stiff. I think he has moves like that to that other weird song, but he doesn't even move when Cotton Eye Joe comes on.
That's the only song Jake dances to.
I know. It's because he has the dorky, white, weird vibe going on. You know, I don't want to be speaking out of school because I know you and Jake have been going steady for a while now.
Yeah.
But I think maybe you should go from available to single.
Uncle Rat, it's very cool that my dad adopted me. A white boy from the country.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate what you're trying to do here. But it's not working.
Oh, man.
I can't get a girl. I mean, I asked her. She doesn't want it. I'm not going to get any fat ass. Chris.
I'll be your girlfriend.
Fat ass city.
Well, I'm single right now. But I guess I'm not anymore. Now I'm with you.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations to you.
Let's dance.
Mortal Kombat! Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Finish him! Finish him!
Listen, Roland. You've been working at this club for, it seems like 7 years.
It's been 7 years.
It's been a long time. I mean, you were a second hire, very promising. We had to get rid of Drunk Tyler.
Yeah, Drunk Tyler was really nice, but his drinking really interfered with his ability to run a good club.
Yeah, exactly.
Like me, this is a tight ship. I run a tight ship.
And I'm so glad, because you need to have all your faculties to play to strips, to routines.
Yeah, no, I know.
And you've been it's kind of a little bit much, but almost like a surrogate son.
Really? But you watch me get naked. Are you body shaming me right now? Why are you laughing? Why did you tell me that I remind you of a son and then come over here and laugh at me when we talk about me getting naked?
Well, because I'm not looking at you to enjoy your body.
You don't enjoy it?
No, I don't. You're like a son to me.
I'm getting a lot of mixed messages here.
I'm just looking to make sure you don't have any cancerous moles.
Well,
that's very important to me.
I appreciate that. What I appreciate more is, if you'd pay into our company healthcare plan so I wouldn't have to get Obamacare, then I could have a trained professional look at me for cancerous moles.
You know, he's been in the sun for a while. I don't think he knows that we're growing on his back.
Oh, I mean, I'm kind of making myself pretty pronounced here.
I know, you're sprouting those hairs as well.
Yeah.
I'm still completely flat. I have a very irregular shape.
Right.
But your shape is regular, but you're hairy and jutting out.
Right.
I can't believe.
I'm like, hello, cancer.
I know, right?
I mean, I know it's summer and I got some freckles. But I get freckles every summer.
but no.
Well, I just,
You are in good shape. Don't get me wrong.
Well, I'm down to like 230. Pretty proud of that.
You're doing well, and I like how you double as a bouncer sometimes,
too. Oh, that other guy's finger's starting to get really close to you.
Whoa.
He's like, kind of like checking his back.
Yeah, he's like,
I can't completely see it, but it looks like today might be your day.
You think they're gonna find me?
I don't know.
But I've been noticing an extremely dark colored and hairy mole.
What?
It's right behind.
Where?
It's right behind.
Right there between my shoulder blades.
Between your shoulder blades.
He's touching me. He found me.
How's it feel?
There's one in your nipples too.
What?
I'm trying to tell you is that I'm gonna have to let you go.
Because I have big freckles.
No, not because the freckles. Because
you,
with Obamacare, I can't reduce your hours.
Are you taking the Papa John's bullshit story? You say you can't afford?
I can't afford
it. You can't afford it? Papa John said that too. There was a big backlash, and he's still selling lots of pizzas. In fact, you could afford to pay Peyton Manning to sell his pizzas.
All right, so Papa John's a good friend of mine.
Shut up! Why are we have a Chinese food buffet then?
And his business model, I stand by it. It's not that we don't have enough money coming in here. We got plenty of money coming here, especially with our free tokens for apple juice and a slap down.
And you're saving a lot of money with me doubling as a stripper and a bouncer.
And a DJ.
And a DJ.
But it's just,
You're going to fire your own son?
It's the principle of it, yes. Surrogate son, yes. But we're even reducing your hours. It's.
I can't believe you're doing this to me. I've been here for 7 years. I was the second employee. You know what?
7 years.
He's been touching you for so long now. They have this whole conversation. He just keeps his finger on you the whole time. He must really like you.
I know. He's like reading me for Braille. Like maybe he can read that I'm cancerous maybe with his finger.
No, don't stop. Don't try to rip out your moles. That's a terrible idea.
Well, I can't afford to go to some fancy doctor if these really are cancerous. I'm just going to tear them off.
No, that's
so scratchy. Sam!
Look away, Shanice.
Hey, I don't know. It's you've been saving that for like 30 years. I don't think it's enough of a reason to celebrate, really.
I've been waiting for this day for almost 3 decades. What could be a better reason to celebrate?
It just doesn't feel like you're gonna regret it. You know, you're gonna unwrap that wrapper and you're gonna say, "Ah, shit, I wish I waited another decade, because it's not right yet." And like, we know each other really well, but like, after another decade, then we'll know each other really well, and we can open that wedding cake wrapper.
I mean, I want to try it so bad. I remember when we tried it, when we were trying wedding cake, how good it was.
It was amazing. I just want it to be that good forever, and I feel like once we open and eat it, it'll be over.
You mean this?
I don't know. I think so.
Oh my god, I've never realized that before.
That's like a thought every day I wake up and I'm like, and not today, cake. And it calls me because I have a sweet tooth, as you know.
I know.
But it's just, it could all be over with the open of a hermetically sealed, you know, the food saver I bought?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
I mean, it's sealed so tight.
I know.
The vacuum's right down. I just...
It's, you know what to do when the door knocks.
Okay.
That's your job.
I'll get it.
Okay, go get it.
Hello?
Hi, is Sheila Montgomery here?
Who's asking?
Oh, just, I'd rather just see Sheila.
Sheila, there's someone here who wants to know if you're here. Are you here?
Who is it?
I'd rather just see Sheila in person.
He looks like a Tim.
He looks like a Tim. Oh, okay. I know a few people that look like a Tim. I'll be right there.
Sheila. This ring pop is for you, and it's for both of us.
Sam.
You said to come back in 10 years.
That was 10 years ago.
I'm back, and I'm ready.
One suck once of that, and we put it back in there to be wrapped forever.
But I can't wait any longer.
That was a mistake. I was hyped up on the Mets game.
Those terrible Mets.
Because my husband couldn't be there, and I felt lonely, and I'm sorry. I shouldn't have shared that ring pop with you.
Sheila, either let him in or go out on the porch. You're letting bugs in.
Okay, sweetie. What?
How can you
go.
Do this to me?
What?
How can you do... I love her!
You shut your mouth! You get out of here! You steal that up forever!
This ring pop is for both of us. Ding, ding, ding.
So who was that?
It was just an old fling.
Oh, that's okay. I've flung. Not since we've been together for the last 30 years.
Oh.
But I have flung.
What, are you trying to show off right now?
I'm just saying, you're not the only one that has been down that road.
What exactly? Okay, I'll come clean about mine, and then you come clean about yours?
Okay.
Okay, I shared a ring pop with that man at a baseball game in our seats.
I When I was in fourth grade,
yeah,
the social studies teacher and I both licked the same Werther's.
You whore.
And then we rewrapped it.
Where is that? You threw it away, I'm sure.
You don't throw away Werther's. Do you understand how much they are worth these days?
Are you? Ah!
I'll get it.
It's your job. Of course you'll get the door.
Hello?
Don't you recognize me? Son. Sweetheart. Lover dove. Here, let me ask you a question that might jog your memory. What's 3 times 4?
Oh my god, you're my social studies teacher, Mrs. Patterson.
That's right,
honey. You would ask me random math questions.
I just wanted to let you know. I was writing up my will, and I was thinking back to the happiest days of my life. And from my box of secrets, I pulled this wrapped Werther's.
Don't unwrap that. 10 more years.
This Werther's has been burning a hole in my soul ever since we both sucked on it just like Lady and the Tramp ate that piece of spaghetti.
I remember that day like it was today.
I just came by to say, I don't have much time left. If we're ever gonna finish this thing, it's gotta be now.
9 more years?
You're not hearing me. Now or never.
Honey, who is it? Is it, does it look like a Tim?
It's ready for you.
Close the door, in or out?
It's fake.
Are you in or are you out?
I'm coming, Mrs. Patterson.
Honey? What the?
Don't be upset. This is some old unfinished business. And I'll tell you what.
Don't be upset.
Are you his wife?
Current wife, yes. And we have a whole wedding cake wrapped up tight. You have a measly little hard-ass Werther's.
Listen,
Sheila, take that
out of your mouth.
Take a lick.
Knock that out of your mouth.
Take a lick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is this?
Come on.
Come on. Get out of here. Come on.
We're just old man in my heart. No.
Just come get a lick.
Get the.
Just I take one.
I have a bowl full of Werther's. I could just open one and lick it. I don't want to share your stupid Werther. It looks disgusting.
It's a memory you're sharing, not a candy.
It smells like 30-year-old bad breath. It's a memory. I don't want to remember my husband in fourth grade sharing a Werther's with a social studies teacher. That's disgusting.
It's disgusting. You're disgusting me that you are not involving yourself in this. It means so much to me.
I was having like real snacks in fourth grade. Fruit by the foot.
In fact, where's that cake?
What the? None of your business.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the keeper of the cake. What the? Get the hell out of here, old man. You come here with a half-ass wrap Werther's and you think you could just suckle your way back into my husband's life?
I opened up my box of secrets for your husband. What have you opened up recently?
Oh, how dare you. Have you been telling him about our personal relationship stuff?
I literally just stopped by. This is the first time in 30 years I've seen
I haven't seen you in decades.
But it sounds like I just opened a can of worms.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it begs the question, how many Werther's did you share with other students and other candies?
There were other students?
Oh, sweetheart. Oh, honey.
I feel like you probably went to a bunch of houses and this is the last one on your stop of twisted bag of secrets. Honey,
the door's already open.
That's your job. Make them feel welcome and enter.
Mrs. Patterson's in the doorway. It's the guy that looks like Tim.
Hey, Sheila, I want that ring pop back. I'm sorry I threw it on the floor.
Oh,
wait,
Tim.
What?
What?
Tim.
Oh, Mrs. Patterson?
Yeah!
Would you like a ring pop?
That's just like the one we shared 27 years ago.
And stop.
Yeah,
and that was the end of our first podcast with Heavy Metal Heat Wave.
Hopefully we'll get some good material out of that.